They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Joanne Levy, J-O-A-N-N-L-A-V-O-Y. Date of birth, ...07-24-1959, date of appointment, 3-17-2026, requesting physician Yahira Myers, FNP, Yahira Myers. Dear Yahira Myers, I have the pleasure of seeing Joanne Levy today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 66-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was in Albany Medical Center due to transverse myelitis. She was having left facial pain, left arm numbness, left chest and stomach numbness. She got 1 gram of salmeterol for 3 days. And it helped. Left arm was weak also. Neck was hurting. Now she is having left hand numbness and weakness. Head pain, which involved the left jaw and behind the left ear. This pain is sharp, quick pain. She was taking carbamazepine XR 100 milligram PO daily. She took it 1 week. It was helping. Now she does not want to take any medication. MRI of the C spine done, which shows patchy area of T2 hyperintensity within the central and left lateral aspect of the upper cervical spinal cord at C1, C2 level. This is associated with some patchy enhancement. Past medical history, hypothyroidism, hypertension. Past surgical history, left hip replacement, allergy to Keflex, penicillin, medication, lisinopril, baby aspirin, levothyroxine. A social history, she quit smoking 1 year ago. She is not drinking for the last 20 years. She is retired. She is divorced, lives with the boyfriend, have 3 children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased, 3 sisters, 1 with diabetes, 4 brothers, 2 deceased, 1 with chronic kidney disease, 1 killed in a motor vehicle accident. Review of the system. I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, numbness, and tingling. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, warranted time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. By pressing in the left occipital region, patient is having pain. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, except left upper extremity, hand grip 4/5. Proximally left upper extremity 4.545. Deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased touch, pinprick and vibratory sensation in the left upper extremity. Assessment and plan, 66-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, transverse myelitis. Left occipital neuralgia. Next paragraph. Patient will improve slowly. I advised her to keep on doing the exercises. Patient does not want any pain medication for left occipital neuralgia. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.